I love reading great books, good books, wonderful books that inspire. And so I thought I'd share some of the thoughts and notes that I've created in a recent book that I read that has everything to do with thriving together. That means husband and wife thriving together, or children, extended family, whatever, thriving together. Leaders thrive. Leaders thrive because they create other leaders. Just this morning, I was discussing with my children about a founder of a major video game. That the founder was extremely creative is what we decided as a family, that he is extremely talented and that he was able to really build a phenomenal company. But his goal was to be able to continue to create. He wasn't really as much of a leader, perhaps, or a developer of people, but he was great at creating games. And that's fine. But in families, we act as creators and multipliers, as leaders. We want to become better than just simple followers, although following is fundamental for becoming an excellent leader. This book that I'm thinking of is called Multipliers, and it's a phenomenal book about becoming a true adder instead of a subtractor to people. It's great for marriage, great for families. Here's some of the notes that I've taken so far. I've been through the book a few times over the years. I've absolutely loved it, and I just came back to it recently. Are we submersive or subversive? Are we submersing ourselves into wonderful experiences and relationships? Or are we upending successful advancements? Are we the one that's getting in the way and blocking? Or are we the ones removing obstacles? Are we a diminisher in our family or a multiplier? In other words, do we enhance other people to the point that they want to be around us because they're better? They feel better, they perform better, they act better because we're there? We find the good, we're the cheerleaders instead of the negators. How about this one? We should move from just insights and thoughts and ideas to impact. It's great to learn and have all these great ideas, but what are we doing to implement them so that they're impactful and that we're impactful in other people's lives? A change in command, or in other words, a change in leadership, who's at the top, if you will, but maybe not so much positional, but as far as who's a true leader, offers a change in capability. Change in command offers a change in capability. In other words, people are going to perform. Those that are in our family are going to perform differently depending on who's in charge, who, and that includes ourselves. Have we had a transformation? Have we become better so that we can help people be better around us? How about this one? Be a genius maker, not the genius. It's not all about how great we are, it's about how great we help other people be. I love this next thing that I learned from Multipliers. Great leaders get more by using more, not less. They get more from the talent they have. It's not that your children, that you need to have less of them so you can focus on each one. It's not that you limit your time to each one, but you're getting more love, more kindness, more unity because you're able to bring out the greatness in each person. I think that's awesome. It's that whole minimalist to get the maximized amount. Great leaders, or the multipliers, as Liz in this book talks about, they don't see just black and white, but they see in multicolor. Not just one option or another option. As I was talking to my children this morning, quoting Jim Collins, it's the and. It's the and. Multiple options, multiple colors, a wide spectrum, not simple one or the other. I love what she said about Magic Johnson, the great basketball player from the 80s and into the early 90s for the Lakers. His name was called Magic, not because of his ability to dominate in basketball, but because after a game where he did very well, but parents were praising him and forgetting their own children, he wanted to change his game, and he did successfully in college and in the NBA to help with his ability to inspire and lift others on the team. He helped the entire team win by lifting them up. And so it was magic. Wherever he went, his team seemed to win. I thought that was awesome. I want to be more like that. She talked about multipliers use leverage. They don't just use the only tools that they have, but they use tools to provide leverage. She quotes, I believe it was Woodrow Wilson, and I believe it's a paraphrasing here, "I need to use all the brains that I have and all that I can borrow. That's kind of that idea of there is no sage on the stage in a family. There is no genius. We're all geniuses. I need everyone's help in the family. We all need to come together so we can strategize, so we can collaborate and get a better idea. She mentions a political candidate from several years ago that when people were around him at a financial firm, everyone wanted to be on his team because he helped people grow. He helped stretch them and give them assignments that seemed to be way out of their reach, but it helped them to grow. He also would find a way to ask what problems or what obstacles were in people's way so that he could help remove them. Kind of the question of what's getting in the way of you advancing your goals. Could you imagine if you asked that daily of yourself about your children? What's getting in the way of them advancing their goals, and how can I help them remove those obstacles? Liz, in this book, Multipliers, also mentions that Ernest Shackleton, the great explorer, that yes, he was talented and wonderful and such, but he also, from the very get-go, stacked his team with men who were survivalists. That he actually put an ad in the newspaper back in the day that was very targeted to people that would be willing to risk their lives so that they could have fame and glory of discovery. But these people were survivalists. They were ones that were able to make it happen. And it wasn't just him. It wasn't the genius. It was he had the genius of actually staffing his team with people that could survive well. And that's exactly what they needed when they ran into very rough circumstances. She mentions that you should attract players and turn them into plus players. Attract A players, but turn them into A plus players. I think in our families, we have a lot of A players already. And just to help them to get to that plus mindset, just not really necessarily making people do that, but a lot of times we just got to get out of the way. We got to let people shine because we're the type of leaders that are removing obstacles. I think there's more leaders in our family than we often think. Oftentimes we think, oh, the mother is the leader or the father, or they're joint leaders, co-leaders. But what if children often will teach us? And what if they're more of the leaders? What if we let them lead more often instead of us constantly telling them what to do? What if we get out of the way and then compliment them on the great decisions they make? Wouldn't it be impressive? I think one of the things that stands out to me about Anne Frank, when you think of what she did to inspire the world with her courageous journal entries and how she behaved during a challenging, amazingly difficult time in her life. Well, keep in mind, she was under 15 years old from the time she started that journal until the time she finished it, and well, until the time it was stopped because she was abducted by the Nazis and taken away with her family. She's someone that inspired the world at a young age. Think of all the other countless people that at a young age are leaders and are powerful. My suggestion is, if you want to be a true multiplier, if you want to be someone that doesn't just add to others or, worse, detract, if you really want to inspire people, leaders lead leaders. They grow leaders. This is something John C. Maxwell talked about a lot in his books on leadership. How can you grow up leaders? I didn't want a family where they sucked money. I wanted a family where they created money and created their own financial destinies. I didn't want a family where I was the spiritual guru and dispensed advice and they all listened and came at my feet because I was so amazing. I wanted a family where they went to find their own spiritual well. I wanted to build a family where they're not coming to me emotionally dependent on everything I say and do. I wanted a family where they're emotionally resilient and strong. And that's actually exactly what we're developing. Not a perfect family, but a family that's growing and developing. I hope you're seeking to be a multiplier. And that as you multiply the results, the success, the energy, and the fun in your family, that you'll find great happiness and peace. Good luck.